This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, March 4th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. It was a day of red ink at the Chicago Board of Trade following President Trump's tariffs levied on Canada, Mexico, and China. Retaliation was offered from the Canadians and the Chinese, Mexico holding their list until the weekend. Corn prices at the board finishing their eighth day of lower prices. The news cast a somber tone on the trade show floor here in Denver at the Commodity Classic. One farmer said to me, "I'm mad as hell. I don't know who to blame, and I don't know what to do." National Corn Growers Association Chief Economist Krista Swanson said if growers lose export volume, the USDA's forecast for $4.20 a bushel corn could be much lower.
It's hard to say exactly because, you know, you think about how do dynamics shift things. I mean, I think it would be reasonable to say we would be looking at a number under $4 for corn, and no one wants to see corn price with a 3 in front of it.
Neil Kasky, CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, says a loss of exports would create an oversupply of corn, especially with a big crop expected this year.
I know initially USDA was calling for, 91, 92 million acres of corn. We didn't believe it then, and obviously last week they said 94. I think there's probably one direction that corn will go that could be even higher in light of today's news, and so we're concerned about finding a home for all of that corn that will be on top of a pretty sizable surplus of corn from previous years. And so, you know, finding markets for our corn is my highest priority. And so when I think about what do we do in the face of tariffs, we're going to have to see some movement on the domestic ethanol front.
President Trump's note yesterday telling farmers to produce more and prepare to sell more domestically points directly to increased use of crops for fuel. But as yet, Washington isn't investing to see that to fruition.
A year ago, Commodity Classic, as you'll recall, we were expecting some good news from the administration at the time that would provide some of that certainty that obviously the markets need to invest those dollars that will bring that market opportunity to bear. We're not seeing that. And there's obviously a big question mark right now around 45Z. Is it on the cutting room floor? Can it be resurrected in some form? But without more long-term security, certainty, there's not going to be the investment that's needed to really stand that industry up. And we're big believers in sustainable aviation fuel as a driver of long-term growth. But we've got to make better decisions. That our government has to make better decisions that will allow us to realize that opportunity.
Corn growers have been pushing Washington to approve year-round sales of E15. The proposal was on the initial CR Congress was considering at the end of last year, but was eventually cut. Kasky hopes the situation is different.
And we do feel like the situation has changed. And so we still have the strong support of our partners with the API. And so I think that obviously we have oil and energy, and ethanol and agriculture that's all advocating for this bill. And I would say that the climate, the economic climate for the corn farmers is a pretty compelling reason as well. So we just saw
Rodney Weinzerl with the Illinois Corn Growers Association believes there's still support for E15.
We think that there's still a lot of support within Congress, within the leadership of both chambers, both sides of the aisle to get this done. It really depends on how much is tried to be attached to it. There's an agreement back in late December between the Republicans and the Democrats to have a number of things attached, not a laundry list of things, but some things in addition to just the budget.
On another topic, Kasky says NCGA supports an efficient government, but farmers do need USDA staff to execute farm programs. You'll find additional news and coverage of the Commodity Classic here in Denver, as well as President Donald Trump's first State of the Union address tonight to the U.S. Congress. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. As we celebrate National Agriculture Day this month, America's farmers and ranchers want you to know they're proud to grow the safe and sustainable food, fiber, and renewable fuel that we all rely on. Learn more at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jack Nally.